The four brains displayed above the med hollow varied broadly in size and shape, the largest being oblong, with only a slight downward bulge to join the brainstem. The smallest looking more like a withered pally, mounted on a pulsing mushroom stem. In three of the brains, bursts of activity were simultaneously blossoming in bright identical colors, then fading at exactly the same rate. Even more telling were the two-dimensional alpha waves crawling through the air beneath each hologram. Three of the patterns were indistinguishable, with matched frequencies and amplitudes. The fourth wave, located beneath the solid blue shape of a human brain, was alternating between dead flat and so wildly erratic that the peaks vanished into the hollow above. "Very funny, Jason." Luke frowned toward the relaxa-chair where his nephew reclined, looking out through the viewing window of a huge scanning hood. "Would you stop playing with the brain mapper? Just making the point." The fourth brain went entirely white. "This won't tell you anything. You must decide for yourselves whether we can be trusted." "Trust isn't the issue," Corrin Horn said. Along with Luke, Mara, and several other Jedi Masters, he was standing in the isolation ward of the infirmary at the Jedi Academy on Ossus. "We're just trying to figure out what happened to you."
"It has nothing to do with Killigs," Tessar said.
"We overused the meld," Tahiri said.
"And now we can't stay out of each other's minds," Tekli finished.
Luke turned to Silgal. "What do you think?" The Mon Calamari looked at him out of one bulbous eye.
"I think they are mistaken."
"Mistaken?" Kip Duran asked with his usual lack of tact. "Okay, why do you think they're mistaken?"
"Because the activity is in the wrong places."
Silgal keyed a command, and a blobby structure about the size of a thumbtip began to glow deep within the hologram of Tahiri's brain.
"With the meld, the hypothalamus responds to emotional reverberations in the Force,"
Silgal said. The blob began to swell and grow red.
"Prolonged use, or very intense use, can enlarge it and make it hypersensitive. Melders can become so attuned to each other that their minds begin to read the reverberations much as transceivers read calm waves. That's when the meld slips into telepathy."
"What about the mood swings?" Corrin asked.
Silgal keyed another command. What looked like a wishbone with two long curling tails appeared above the image of Tahiri's hypothalamus.
"As use is continued, the effect spills over into the rest of the limbic system, and melders begin to alter each other's emotions."
The Masters watched for a few moments as the wishbone grew thicker and darker. Silgal keyed another command. A fibrous, cap-like structure about 10 centimeters long appeared above Tahiri's limbic system and beneath both her cerebral hemispheres.
"The structure of the corpus callosum has changed," Silgal said.
As she spoke, the hypothalamus and limbic system paled, and a hazy yellow fuzz formed in their place.
"That haze, you see, is composed of free-dangling dendrites. It suggests that Tessar, Tekli, and Tahiri are sending impulses directly from one brain to another."
"And Jason?" Mara asked.
"That's difficult to say,"